Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah. Live from Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Monstrous Radio.
Monstrous Radio.
That's what's up.
Okay. That's what we do. Okay.
The mic is on. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. As you can tell, this is unscripted. Yes, it's live radio. It's Friday Night Live, where we help y'all get ready for the weekend. We talk about things that, you know, maybe it might be fashion. Places you can take dates, things like that. And we also throw in some music to help y'all set the groove. So you about ready for our Friday Night Live? I mean, you want to start it out with a Monstrous Radio Urban Weather Report?
Sure. See, it's cold. No, I'm just kidding. we have... 50 degrees in Minneapolis, Minnesota, fall weather, for real. Enjoy, folks. Bundle it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a cold night.
Right. It's definitely going to be a chilly, and don't you go get no bowl. You did. So we're going to get into our fashion, all those things coming up, but let's go ahead and set it up with some music. I got some hot new music for you guys. Let's see, how many tracks I got? I think I got 3 tracks in the beginning just to warm up. Then we're going to open up the lines and talk about some things going on in the world. And, you know how we do it. So, check it out. See that it is a Friday Night Live. And see, what I like about Friday Night, it's all about people getting up, getting out and do something. You don't have to go to the club. You don't have to go to the bar. You don't have to go to the movies, but get up and do something. Just get out, do something for yourself, something you like to do, whether it be walk. You can just walk around your neighborhood. Some of you bring your pistol. You can walk around the lake, some ice cream, make it do what it do, you dig? But it's just about getting up, getting out, and do something. So it's about the journey and the memories in life. Ain't that what life's about? It's unbelievable.
Yes, it is. Live life, so dream. That's right.
That's right. So check it out. This is Shantae
Hello.
Moore. That's right. I said
hey.
Shantae Moore. Y'all remember her pretty soon. This is called Welcome
what?
To the Journey. She going to set it up for us. Yeah. Whole
new
album.
We live, y'all. Let's listen.
Sometimes you got to start to end to get where you're going. Not about knowing, the journey keeps going and going and going. In order to know where you flow, first you gotta just let go. To get where you're going, it's not about knowing, it's about the journey. It's about the journey. It's all about the journey. It's all about the journey.
Friday Night Live, DJ E-Monster, Miss Unbelievable. This is Nandia. It's called Drunk, featuring Lady LaShore. Yeah, that's right. Coming from overseas with it.
drum and bass and drum and bass and all I need is a little bit of love. I need something EDM and R&B. I'll mix it with some G&T.
Trying to get drunk, so go get the rosé and the nouveau. I'm trying to drink some, yeah, it's time to get crunk. Walk in, I make the man go, cause I got drunk in my trunk, making the place go jump, 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 jump. Because I'm feeling like a spice, yeah. Some of these guys I'd never go for look nice. Come here, man. This drink is making me think I never think twice. Just bring me another champagne as cold as ice.
Friday Night Live, having some music diversity, player diversity. This is Nessa Carey, called Show Off, Monstrous Radio on a Friday Night Live. You know how we do it. Don't forget, you can check us out 24/7, 365 at monsterusradio.com. And you can also request your music at monstrous@gmail.com. And this music is just not playing. Oh my goodness, I'm not ready. But I guess that, look, there we go. I guess she had to show off and do an intro.
Wanna. I don't trust a lot to hold something like a loner. When I come through on the scene, that's a taking over. This a dictatorship, nigga. Fuck a voter.
Fuck a voter. Fuck a voter.
I be on some other shit. Horror is extravagant. I do what I wanna do. Solo dolo, fuck your crew. I'm better, you know it's true. Wonder why I act brand new. Bags and shoes, I got a slew. And I fuck,
I show up.
Friday Night Live.
Alright, the next track is so new, I don't even know the artist's name. It should be illegal. I shouldn't be able to do this. It's called Pose, but I like it. You're going to like it. We open the lines right after this. E-Monster, it's unbelievable.
Strike a pose, strike a pose, strike a pose. Bling your hair and strike a pose, yeah. Strike a pose. Strike a pose, strike a pose, wipe me down, strike a pose, yeah.
You know the number, call us up.
Why you wanna pop shit? Come up, come up, get some commas in your pockets. Come up, come up, always been a bad bitch. Sing my name, I will obliterate your whole clique. Give me all your money if you love me. I should win a Tony acting funny. I got my phone crib, you wanna keep me company? Yeah, we can go there, just tell your girlfriend don't cover me. Look at that girl with the big old booty. You don't know me, don't say none to me. Change your life, give me one day. You can be just like me one day. On and on and on and on and on.
On and on.
Hashtag when you strike a pose. Bad bitches alive. Strike a pose. Strike a pose. Strike a pose. Fling your hair and strike a pose. Strike a pose, strike a pose, wipe me down, strike a pose, yeah. Come up, why you wanna pop shit? Come up, get some commas in your pockets. Come up, always been a bad bitch. Sing my name, I will obliterate your whole clique. Anybody wanna be somebody? Anybody wanna be somebody? They told me I won't be nobody. Told my mama I'ma be somebody. Apply yourself, you can be somebody. They told me I won't be nobody. Told myself I'ma be somebody. Told my mama I'ma be somebody. Nosy neighbors wonder how I get my income. Maybe you won't mind your business when you get some. You wanna ride the wave, smile in my face, then you diss me. I see the scales on your snakes, keep it 150. Look at that girl with the big old booty. You don't know me, don't say nothing to me. Respect my mind like Aretha say. You can be just like me one day. On and on and on and on and on.
On and on.
Hashtag when you strike a pose. Bad bitches alive. Strike a pose. Strike a pose. Strike a pose. Bling your hair and strike a pose. Yeah. Strike a pose. Strike a pose.
Strike a pose.
Strike a pose. Wipe me down. Strike a pose. Yeah. Pop shit. Come up, get some commas in your pockets. Come up, always been a bad bitch. Sing my name, I will obliterate your whole clique. Anybody wanna be somebody? Anybody wanna be somebody? They told me I won't be nobody. Told my mama I'ma be somebody. Apply yourself, you can be somebody. They told me I won't be nobody. Told myself I'ma be somebody. Told my mama I'ma be somebody.
Monstrous radio. Okay, okay. Like I said, I like that song. I definitely got to get y'all the name of that artist. Tune in Monstrous Mondays, and I'll definitely have that artist's name for you. So, it's unbelievable. Here's some entertainment news on who's bumping who and who's getting fat. Just something real quick, you know, nothing too big. Nothing too big.
Okay.
Can you guess who's today? I will buy you a Monstrous Radio shirt. Matter of fact, a whole jogging suit. You know what? Maybe I better calm down because you might get it right.
Right. I
doubt
it.
You can guess whose birthday it is today. She's a singer, and she's been around for a little bit. I don't know if she has an album out right now, but that's all I'm going to get you. That's all I'm going to get you.
Okay, can I get black, white, green, purple, yellow, orange, blue, cherish?
Hold on, I'm trying to see if I can find, make sure I can find the drop, right quick. But
is she black or white?
She's had on purple before. She had on black before, and she had on white. Yep.
Taylor Swift.
Nope, that's not the answer that we're looking for today. Sorry.
Beyonce.
Nope, that is not the answer we are looking for today.
One more answer. Is it Vanna White?
Just get the shit out of me. That is not the answer we're looking for today. It's Sean.
Vanity.
It's Ashanti. It's Ashanti's birthday today. I have a drop
Ashanti.
From Ashanti for X Quad DJs. Yeah.
Like right, Ashanti, like I back in the day, Ashanti.
Yeah.
Now, why would I even remotely think of her?
Well, that's why I said remotely. I was giving away a big ass outfit and all that other stuff because I figured
you
wouldn't figure out who it was. I didn't know it was their birthday too. It just flashed across, the information station, and I was like, oh, okay, that's what's up. So I figured I'd throw that out there. But outside of that, let's go ahead and get into the things we talk about. That or what's some. What do you have for us on Friday Night Live? What do you have for us tonight?
As far as entertainment news,
let's talk about
the white guy. Let's talk about the white guy. What's the white guy's name? Let me look. Hold on. I can't remember. Hold on. Just 1 second. Do some music. Doo-doo-doo.
Please hold with us as we get it together. For your entertainment news, who's bumping who and who's getting fat? I think that's what we're doing.
Okay, I want to say his name right. Hold one more second. I got it right here. This is what the internet does for you. Moves like turtle speed. Oh, he's that white guy. I want to get his name right.
Okay, can you narrow it down a little bit? There's a lot of white guys, and I know quite a few myself.
He's that one that was had all those sexual harassment cases against him, and he's that millionaire, and he's supposed
narrow
to be on his way to treatment, huh?
So where?
He was supposed to be going to treatment because he hasn't went to jail or he's going on his way to court. You haven't heard about that guy? He's like does
what
movies.
Kind of treatment do we gotta take? He does movies and gotta go to treatment for doing what?
Sexually harassing girls. And women all his life. He's like a white Bill Cosby. You haven't heard about
this? So far, we referencing people today. Okay. So the white Bill Cosby. Okay.
Oh, wait, here's his name. Harvey Weinstein. You haven't heard about him?
When? Mm-mm. That's not
yes.
To do. Okay, no. Harvey Weinstein. No, no. So, okay. So they.
Okay.
You know what?
Let me tell you. Okay, listen. Harvey Weinstein's position, he did not violate his contract in 2015 that he was sexually harassing a couple of women. He was terminated by his company because of all the complaints that the women had against him And he is supposed to appear in some type of, he's supposed to go to court, but he's supposed to be going to some type of treatment center to help him with his sexual addiction or something like that. Yeah, and they want to fire him from all the boards and all the things that he does. He's like this multimillionaire, like, seriously. And he's been sexually harassing women for years, and now they're all coming up and saying how he sexually harassed them. He's like a Bill Cosby, not drugging him, but sexually harassing him. So, but he's not getting, he's getting good treatment compared to Bill Cosby's treatment.
Well, yeah. I mean, is it, was it, I mean, I guess, well, you know, I mean, wrong is wrong. You know what I mean? But, I mean, that might be a different level than the latter case that we're speaking of. Because, you know, I mean, sexual harassment is a little different than date, that's basically date raping somebody, date drugging them up. So, you know, they're not coherent on what's going on and can't fight back or whatever. I mean, he was just like, you know, hey, baby, in the workplace? Or was it like, you know, oh, if I give you that promotion, if, you know, you give me the look.
You know, they didn't necessarily say it. They didn't necessarily say leg up,
okay.
You know. I don't know. They didn't necessarily say exactly how, many. I know there was a lot of women, but they didn't say if, you know, it went to rape or different things like that. I'm still watching it because a lot of people are like seriously mad at him. Like, so it has to be something serious because they're like, oh, he needs to resign from his post and he needs to do this. So he must have done something.
Right, right. Okay.
Because they're highly, the white folks is highly mad at him.
Okay. Let's see. Now, have you heard about the thing with Nelly?
Oh yeah. I don't believe it.
Right. Well, apparently now the lady that. Rape accuser saying she's not a person charged, she's not going to testify. She's refusing to testify and wants the whole matter dropped. I'm just going to leave it at that.
You know, when people do that, it kills me for the ones who really get assaulted because it makes it so hard for the ones who really got assaulted, who really get assaulted, to have a leg to stand on when you have people who really don't tell the truth and they trying to, you know, play the game. It's really hard, you know, nowadays when people lie so much. I mean, why lie? There's too much social media. There's too, you know, you have cameras, you have things to help corroborate your story. So if he did, you would have definitely done more than just say, oh, this happened. You would have told everybody on social media. You know what I'm saying? It's not like nowadays where they don't tell right away. They tell right away. They don't hold nothing. You know, but don't try to get that man's money. Don't try to make him look bad because now when you recant stuff like that, you really just look untrustworthy and not, you know, just bad. So what's the point? What's the point?
Right.
What's the point of starting stuff and you know, and it ain't got nothing to do with, oh, they gonna be mad at me because, I mean, if he did it, he did it. Stay in your truth. But if you know you got a lie to stay in your truth, then, man, you're going to have some problems.
Right.
Because now you got to back up your lie on top of your lie on top of your lie. And eventually they're going to find out if you lied. Why? What publicity are you looking for? What are you looking for? You better be strong enough if it happened to stand there and tell the truth. And if he really did it, he needs to be man enough to say he really did it.
Right. And he needs help.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, look at Mystical. You know, he having problems, you know, taking stuff. But sometimes, you know, like I was saying before, with men in power like that, they don't know the word no. They don't understand, you know, that no one can tell them no because of where their position is now. I'm a superstar. You look up to me. You want me. You idol me. So sometimes their ego getting away with their morals of when someone says no, they mean no.
Right. I can see that. Yeah. Well, apparently it happens. You know, I'm not trying to point fingers at nobody, but it really happens like a lot amongst athletes, it seems to be. I don't know if it's the testosterone levels or, like you said, the feeling of having that power to be able to say, oh, my people are going to be able to handle that for me. I ain't got to worry about it, whatever, whatnot. Because I don't know what it is, but for some reason, there's always some type of scandal going on, some type of sexual scandal. What, a couple of years ago was what, at the U of M? It was the ones where, like, it always seemed in college, always seemed to be, like, five or six dudes and one girl. I mean, first of all, why would you go into that situation and you know you're in college and you got football and you're about to be something? Whether she wants it or not, come on, man. Think better than that. I ain't got no money. I ain't got no chance of getting nowhere with nothing. And I ain't going. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm not saying that one.
The common sense of you not going to get caught is still in people's mind. You going to get caught these day and times. You going to get caught. There's no hiding anymore. Like, nothing is hid. Everything is out in the open. And some things are accepted and some things are just not. But
yeah,
everything is up for grabs. Yeah. You gotta know, you know, sign this right here. You know what I'm saying? That I did not, when you wake up or whatever, you literally have to go in thinking that, you know, let me have you sign this because you ain't gonna come back, you know, years later talk about what I done did and I know I ain't done it. So I'm gonna have you sign here. It's almost like with 50 Shades of Grey. We always laugh. But he made sure, no, seriously,
what?
With the contract, he made sure that she was going to follow the rules of the contract. Like, don't fall in love. Don't get attached. You know, this is, you're going to be able to stay submitted. It was so detailed where you got to ask yourself, well, dang, should I go in any relationship with this or whatever? I'm messing with someone. Should I go in with a contract? I'm going to just sign this to say I didn't rape you. This was consensual. You know, it's them day and times because people are looking for a quick buck, especially if you got a name to you.
Right. Okay. So, wow. Okay, I see why you said. She said, well, can I take it home and let me think about it? So check it out. We do got a couple more events coming up here real soon. I'm going to let you guys know as soon as everything's in ink and all the flyers are out. But are you going to be about ready for this Halloween party coming up?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I usually don't do Halloween parties at all, but I'm really excited about this one. Like, really, I want to be able to judge, you know, some costumes and just have fun in costumes, because sometimes it take you back to being a little kid. We used to go trick-or-treating. And who would have the best costume? Because you would have to use your imagination to see, oh, I'm going to wear this. And you go all out and you paint your face and you get the hair and you get the, you go all out, you know, for the fun of it. And I don't go for the scariness of our, I don't do the whole boo, ha ha, whatever. You know, we had to do the church one, hallelujah one, you know, the Jesus one. So we had to get real creative, you know, and because after a while you get tired of being Mary Joseph and the sheep, you know. So you gotta be creative. Somebody gotta be baby Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you just had a, you know, the angel, and you know, you just had to think of things out the box. So I like, you know, Halloween. As far as the costumes, I don't believe in what it's all for or whatever. But as far as the costumes, being the dress up and being somebody fun, you know, that's fun to me. I don't really eat too much candy.
Yeah, well, they put a lot of new contests in there. They got, like, the best dress group out that, you know, were eligible to get in there because, yeah, we're going to come out. We're going to bang on it. They got a lot of other – I think they got, like 8 or 9 best group or best whatever, the best costumes. I'm not for sure about how much money. It does say cash prize on there now. I'm not for sure how much money it is, but yeah, there's some cash prizes on there. So make sure y'all come out. You come out and kick it with us. We got a whole full lineup now. I mean, a full lineup. It's going down. It's going to go down at the Halloween party. So, all right, I'm going to get you guys all the information when we come back. I want to talk about, like, anything freaky happened today. It's Friday the 13th, ain't it? It's like Friday the 13th?
It is.
I mean, we're
Friday
still
the 13th.
Into that stuff. Okay. We're going to see what's up. Check it out. This right here, everybody was on that Yo Gotti, what was it, Rack It Up? Check it out. This right here is a new one. It's called Juice. I like this one right here. Yeah, it bangs. Monsters Radio Live, Friday Night Live.
That's another one.
Minneapolis.
Here's another one.
Hey.
She got that juice, juice, juice. She got that squeeze. She got that wet, wet, wet. I'm on them skis. I got that drip, drip. I'm overseas. B-R-I-P-P-I-N-G. I got that V-V-S-I-C-E. Ooh, feel like a cooler. Juice. Blame it on my jeweler. I got stones on my neck, ooh, blood on my set, ooh, water on my wrist, drip, put glitter on my bitch. My ex was a waitress, so I gave that hoe a tip, ooh. My ex fucked a lane, now she working double shifts. No juice. My money ain't the same, you a lane, get it clear, ooh. I did 10 million in months, not a year, juice. I get 50 racks in the club to a pill, juice. I blew 2 mil on my dog for a pill. I got that juice, new AP. She got that juice, juice, juice. She got that squeeze. She got that wet, wet, wet. I'm on them skis. I got that drip, drip. I'm overseas. B-R-I-P-P-I-N-G. I got that V-V-S-I-C-E. Oh, feel like a cooler. Juice. Living on my jewelry. Hey, juice. Bright banana, juice. Push fresh juice. Out the runway. Juice. Okay. Monkey juice. Head niggas, I think juice. Y'all all babes. Wow. If I see you juice. On speech, juice. More my car to be. Show they got that night, night, put your head to sleep. And my label say I got the juice. Juice. Hold up. Hey, yo, got it, who out hot is yo. You? Little boy talking money, know that too much juice. Juice. You may see me juice. With security, juice. But no, I'm the one shooting. I've been a boss all my life, I juice. Made a millionaire or two. And you may see me in a coupe juice. With a disappearing roof. Woo. I had packs, I got plaques, you get tax for the juice. Facts. If you ask, you get facts, I'm in sex with your boo. I got that juice, new AP. She got that juice, juice, juice. She got that squeeze. She got that wet, wet. I'm on them skis. I got that drip, drip. I'm overseas. B-R-I-P-P-I-N-G. I got that V-V-S-I-C-E. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Feel like a cooler. Juice. Juice. Blame it on my jewelry.
All right, it's unbelievable. All right, we back. So, all right, it's Friday the 13th. I got some new hustle game for y'all, but I can't seem to find it just yet. But I'm going to get it together. So, all right, Friday the 13th, is it really still superstitious? Is it really supposed to be a bad vibe day?
For some people, yeah. I know working at the hotel, and it's Friday the 13th, they'd be like, do not put me on the 13th floor at all.
Really?
Yes. They're like, thing with size of 13th floor. And then they be like, don't put me above it. I want to go below. They be like, you don't know about the omen for 13? I was like, no. What? They're like, yeah, 13's not a good number. I'm like, what? It was like Friday the 13th. You know, bad things happen on the 13th. I'm like, really? What's just a number? But I guess. I don't know.
What? Okay.
People
now,
who study
now,
numbers,
seen,
I don't know.
Have you seen that video? It was put out a couple of days ago. I think I can't remember which country it is. I'm going to try to guess. I think it was like Ireland or something. And it was like a school, and they kept saying every time they would come in after certain periods or something, it was something, and everything would be like all tore up. And they couldn't figure out what it was, so they put cameras on there. And they just show everything was just flipping by itself. Doors were opening and slamming, and all kinds of things. Have you seen this video?
No. But I don't doubt it's not real. I don't doubt it's not real. I mean, there are ghosts.
Okay.
There are ghosts, and they were spirits, so, yeah.
Right. Okay. I was just wondering, yeah, because my first thing, I was like, okay, yeah, with all this movie stuff going on, I don't know, but we're going to check it out. But all right, I got another track to spin for y'all. I found this Hustle Game. Let's spin this, and we're going to come back, and we're going to find out what else we got going on for Friday Night Live. This right here is new music. It's called Friends. It's got T.I., Ra-Ra, Brandon Rossi, Tokyo Jets, Trader Truth, and Young Dro. So, hey, hot new music. If you ain't heard it, I'm breaking new records.
You know it. 9 to 5 Matt with the polo book.
Right.
Cuban link on with the cheese P.
Right.
Doing the mo-ho, I'm saying the least.
Sure.
Need pussy and money, that's how I bring in the week. I'm talking Monday afternoon, now we're busting it down. I ain't making this up, I ain't fucking around. I'm in the valleys at the LA on my cell phone. Get the pussy, get the head, get the hell on.
Convict the felon with no right to bear arms. Still I do, but carefully, I'm who they tell on.
Niggas watching, but we keep it going like the camera rolling and them people on us.
You know it.
Middle finger out the beamer like pop. One hand on my dick, one hand on my Glock. All gas do the dash, I don't plan on stop. Got a mouth full of gold, shirt off on pop.
Stay around with my nigga with a does habit. My other nigga drinking lean, got a pot belly. No, we ain't finna play no game, not at all pier. I hit your head long range like Paul Pierce. And drop a song, bitch, your head hear it all year.
And like it one thing clear, like it one thing straight. Can't straighten it, bitch, move shit up out the way. Put your hands in the air, bitch, show me what to say. You know it.
Friends.
Yeah.
We use that term loosely to lose
all that shit.
Everybody ain't your friends.
None of that shit.
We use that term loosely to lose.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't your friends.
Yo, the lad, need mine, bitch. Fuck all that. Where that money at? Bitch, fuck all that. Where that money at?
Everybody ain't your friends.
Yo, the lad, need mine, bitch. Fuck all that. Where that money at? Bitch, fuck all that. Where that money at? Fuck all that.
Authenticity to risk at least 60, you're killing me. Jimmy chew 1,000 on my bitch feet. Japanese diet, only thing I eat is kimchi. Get a foot long to your bitch, no blimpy.
Over written vodka, I'm the only bitch popping in the whole clique of y'all. Damn show couldn't stop it, running straight to the money. That's the only way I'm rocking. And if you ain't got that, then they might get the popping. I ain't fucking with the crowd, I'm a different kind of bitch. Go to quarter point fingers, you a different kind of snitch. Think I wanna buy a yacht, be a different kind of rich. But I'm still running. in the hood, I settle for a brick.
And if I call you a friend, I die for you. It's even if we don't communicate a Facebook. When I was raised in the trench by a straight crook. One lady see me on the street, grab the pocketbook. I'm sharp as a pocket knife on IG. This address on my ID. Should tell you I'm from Bankhead. You know nothing, try me. I put you over my knee and spank your ass like my knees. I'm kicking shit, Tai Chi until it's over, capiche.
Call him Jimmy John's, cause some shooters gonna deliver. Make him catch after hours outside the way you live.
Don't forget Tokyo, man. We gotta keep pimping, man. I'm walking with these whole 5 grand for the linen.
Friends. Yeah. We use that term loosely to loosely.
All that shit.
Everybody ain't your friend. We use that term loosely to loosely.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't your friend.
Need mine, bitch. Fuck all that. Where that money at? Bitch, fuck all that. Where that money at?
Everybody
fuck all that.
Lie. Anytime to get around their homeboys and lie. And then they owe you time to pay to be like, oh, I forgot. Then when my nigga Trey called him, okay, in the parking lot.
Better though, I keep a rocket, so I'm balling like a poet. Opened up the safe, I got it looking like a goin. Hustle like a motherfucker, fuck with niggas charge. And I came from being nothing, now I'm top 5 thought. Know the game need renovation, fucking no penetration. Money my demonstration, foreigns at my destination. Come to me and mine, I'ma send it with no hesitation. Pull up on your block, light it up like it's a celebration.
Friend. Yeah. We use that term loosely to loosely.
All that shit.
Everybody ain't your friend. We use that term loosely to loosely.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't your friend.
Need mine, bitch. Fuck all that. Where that money at? Bitch, fuck all that. Where that money at?
Everybody ain't your friend.
Built the lab. Need mine, bitch. Fuck all that. Where that money at? Bitch, fuck all that.
See, yeah, new music, Hustle Game, right here on Monsters Radio Live, Friday Night Live. We're trying to get y'all ready for the weekend. Let me see. There was something else I had that was supposed to be hot to tell y'all about for the weekend. Was it about dating? Was it about fashion?
How to date nowadays? How do you date?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. I mean, what is a date all about, though, nowadays? For real, for real.
Right.
What's a date all about? Do people even date anymore? That's a whole other
what
question.
Is
but
dating?
We pretend that they do.
Man.
Yeah, what is dating
okay.
today? What is it all about?
What is it? What is it, Imam? So give
well,
us your thoughts.
To me, my thoughts on what a date is supposed to be, a date is supposed to be like, an interview on who you are to see if I really like your ass. You did. Just because you look cute and everything, you know what I mean? You might just be not my type. I'm going to say it that way. You dig? That's the nicest way to say it. So it's really like an interview. That's what it's supposed to be to me. You know, go out, see what the vibe is like, you know what I mean? See the type of things that they talk about, see how many red flags they throw at your ass, because you better pay attention for the red flags, because you're going to find out somebody's crazy on one day. You dig? I'm just saying. And no, I'm not going to call you no more. No, we're not going to do no more after this. Sorry. I'm going to wait till I get married. you dig? Yeah, so to me, that's what a date
right?
is supposed to be. It's like an interview. You know what I mean? I mean, what's it supposed to be to you?
You know, I think it's, I agree. It's like an interview to getting to know someone and not putting it, and it's almost like with the friends that everybody's not your friend. Just because you go on a date with him, doesn't mean that that's going to, he got to come your friend. You know, it's just somebody that you're meeting and you're trying to get to know. And if you don't like them, so what? If you do, you know, and you decide to date someone else, it's not cheating. You know what I'm saying? It's just you,
mm-hmm.
you know, weighing out your options on to who really like fits the bill for you. Like, who really is your type, who really does it for you, who move you, who you can say, oh, dang, I may see a future with this person. Or, A, I may just want to have sex with this person. Or, A, I just want to just, you know what I'm saying? I guess mm-hmm. it's just your vibe that you're feeling with that person, you know? And right. I think people get dating mixed up with a quick relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, they, when they go on two right. or three dates, they're like, oh, now we're exclusive. And you're like, wait, what? You know what I mean? Like, what? Were we on the same date? You know? And the one that kills me is when the guy tells you, like, I don't want a relationship. And then you go out with three or more, four dates, and then you, in your mind, you're like, oh, my God, we're dating. We're going to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. No. He told you heads up. I don't want to be in no relationship. So, I don't know. Kind of interesting. But then what's interesting, though, and I got to ask you guys, I got to ask you as a man, y'all, you know, people say I don't want to be in a relationship. Then how do you mm-hmm. get mad when you see that woman out with someone else?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, if y'all are supposed to be in a relationship or not like that.
Right.
I mean, then they can't really be mad.
But usually, you know, I've seen, and I'm just talking about what I've seen, you know, within my friends, you know what I'm saying, when they've dated someone, and don't get me wrong, they may have dated this person 2, 3, 4 months. But that guy is adamant, I don't want no serious relationship. But now when they see that woman out, they want to come up to the table like, hello, like, who is he? You know what I'm saying? Like, how can that be when you decided you didn't want this relationship, and they're still, you know, searching for that person that they want to be in a relationship with, but yet still dating you? You know what I'm saying? So my question is she wasting time with that person that don't want the relationship, or maybe he's just sufficing a piece in her while she's still looking?
Well, I would have to say, like, people usually know what it is. You know what I mean? People usually know what it is. So if they kind of have that feeling, well, then usually that's what it is. To me, that's what it is. You know what I mean? I usually run off my gut. I try not to listen to my head as intelligently speaking, but usually on things like that, your gut's going to tell you what it is. So, I mean, if it feels like she should just do what she should do, then I'd probably tell her to do what you do. I mean, if that's what it feels like, yeah.
Is it okay for the tables to turn, though? Like, because you guys are dating for a while and that person says, hey, I don't want to, you know, I want to date now. But that person don't believe you. How do you, like, you know what I mean? How would you change the channel? Like, how do, you know what I'm saying? Until that female, how would she believe you? Or would she think, oh, don't nobody, he's just being selfish and now he don't want nobody else to have me, but how do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? How do you turn those tables for someone who feels that way? He just don't want no one else to have me because this happens in dating. Right. I'm just seeing what I see. You know what I mean? I'm just going out what
right.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Well, I mean, you kind of stumbled through it, so I'm not really for sure. But, I mean, there's at times when people, I mean, it sounds as bad as it is, but sometimes you just got to be selfish. and not worry about all that other extra stuff. I mean, if it's somebody that's like that, then, I mean, do you really want to be around that anyway? I mean, that's just a red flag right there. That's a red flag by itself.
Okay, one more. What about, I'm just talking off of things I'm seeing, people. Disclaimers, I'm not talking about you, nor am I talking about my girlfriends or whatever. Just asking questions for those who may have it out there. Let me put that disclaimer out. For my girlfriends or my friends who may be listening, I'm not talking about anybody in particular. Jesus.
Get out your feelings.
I'm just putting it out there. I'm just helping those who may have questions like this. Okay, so what if you're dating someone and that person says, I want to be exclusive with you, but then you find out that he's not being exclusive. And you guys have exchanged the I love yous, I only want to be with you, but you find out that they're with other people. How do you go about that situation? Do you stay?
Okay,
so do you leave? You're already there.
But if you're supposed to be exclusive, then you're not really there.
Then why say I love you and I only want you then?
I don't know.
Is that being another selfish move or another way to say I want to keep you if I say this to you?
Probably the latter of the two, a keeper type thing. But again, I mean, why would you want to be around that?
Well, when your heart's in it, how do you tell your heart to get out of it?
Well, the only thing I can think of is your mind has to have a meeting with your heart. And this goes for a lot of people in relationships. That are in relationships they don't want to be in or trying to figure out how they can get over. Once your mind says enough is enough, and you got to have standards, saying, I'm not going to go for that, it's called putting your foot down. And then once you put your foot down, you leave with that. That's the only way it's going to happen. All the other stuff people say, oh, this and all this, look at this, and no, that's not going to help them none. It's not going to help nobody none. It didn't help me none until my mind said, no, I'm done. I'm not going for that. Mm-mm, not no more. Then no matter how many times they call you, no matter what they do, no matter how they try, that shit ain't going to work. Even if you are cordial, that shit ain't going to work. Because you already said in your mind, I'm not going for that no more. And that's the point it's hard for people to get to. And they usually got to get pissed off in order to get to that point. But that's the point you have to reach. You say, I ain't going for that. Mm-mm. Not me. Mm-mm. Too good for that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. And then that's how you step over it. It'll help. It's still going to be hard, but it's going to help. So,
okay, Yako, yeah, we had a relationship segment for Find Our Lot. Fashion next, people. Fashion next.
So, all right, go ahead. Break down some fashion for the people. I mean, what's some good fashion for them for this weekend?
I would say because it's so chilly, men, I would say wear a nice sweater with a tie, dress shirt, some nice jeans, some, you know, boots, or some nice shoes. I would say, or if you're not a sweater person, wear a nice jacket, nice shirt, nice pair of pants, and, you know, some boots or some shoes with a nice little brim, nice little bow tie, whatever, tight weather. Yeah. Ladies, it's cold, but we can still show a little skin. Put a nice little, you know, cute little dress on with your little boots, with a nice little leather jacket. You can do some nice pair of pants, high-waisted, you know, nice little shirt, you know, maybe some flowiness in there, you know, get some flow. Or you can put on a nice pair of jeans with your boots and a nice shirt with your leather jacket on, ladies. But now when all else fails, you can put on that sexy dress, like I said last week, where you can turn into, put your trench coat on, and then you can have your panties and your bra on, go to your man's house. Always be prepared for the sexiness.
Boo-boo.
There you go.
Boo-boo.
My bad. I had a joke, but I drank my water the wrong way. So that was God telling me.
Uh-huh.
All right, so let me see. So we got a couple more minutes left. So I guess, is there any last words we're going to say on our way up out of here? And then, I don't know what I'm going to play. I mean, I'm not set up already. My goodness.
You know, so, Friday Night Live.
There we go.
Enjoy Friday Night Live. You know, it's about fashion. It's about relationships. It's about enjoying yourself. Going out, knowing yourself, loving yourself, and with everything, always good understanding of where you are in someone's life, where you are in your family, where you are in your job, and then understand you are royalty and you can do anything as kings and queens.
Right. Like I said, hey, have a standard. Put your foot down. I'm going to leave it like that. So check it out. This right here is nothing brand new, but I still like it. On the way, Carl Rich together, Rick Ross, Monsters Radio Live, Friday Night Live, right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is how we do it. If I can get this thing to play, now watch. Every time I say the thing don't play, as soon as I say it out loud, it starts to play.
It plays.
It still don't want to play.
It don't want to play?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
No,
that's what everybody been waiting for. One night only. Sold out everywhere. 1G. Rick Ross. Is that what I say? Huh?
I'd rather help you than to get it on your own.
Let's go get this money.
I play the hell.